I almost feel bad starting because this is such an amazing Kol Torah, such a beautiful, beautiful sound. Hakol Kol Yaakov, the sounds of Yaakov. And for me to come and to interrupt that, I guess I apologize, because truly inspiring to come into the Beis Medrash and to be hit with the sounds of Limud HaTorah is truly inspiring, and really it's going to be much more inspiring than anything that I could possibly say tonight. But nonetheless, I was asked to share some words of Musar, of Sichas Musar, and therefore I'm compelled to be here and interrupt your beautiful call, your beautiful sound. Gossip is something that is not only in our times, but it dates back to the times of Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu, as Rashi quotes the Medrash and tells us, Leitzone Hador Omrim Yavimelech Nisabra Sarah, that the scoffers of the generation, the gossip mongers, would say that from Avimelech Nisabra Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech. Sharei kama shonim shahasa im Avram, that many years she was with Avram and waited to have a child, but nisabra himenu, she wasn't able to become pregnant. Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done? He made the panav, the mus, the features of Yitzchak dome l'Avram, similar to Avram, ve'idu hakol, and all can come and take note that Avraham, holy is Yitzchak, that Avraham was the one that gave birth to Yitzchak. Rav Schwab asks a fantastic yet simple question. Why is it that the Torah waits until Avraham, or until Yitzchak was 60 years old, to come and take note of this idea that Avram, Holides, Yitzchak, why not come from the outset when there was concern that maybe Sarah had become pregnant from Avimelech, where Sarah had to go out and nurse all of the children so that people wouldn't think that it was anyone else but Avram? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until Yitzchak was 60 years old for us to come and negate the scoffers, the Leitzone Hador? Why did it take 60 years to come and acknowledge that Yitzchak looked just like Avram? Rav Schwab gives a fantastic answer. You'll look it up yourself to see exactly what he says. Though I want to suggest something a little bit different. Each and every one of the Avos had their Midos. Each and every one of the Avos represented a different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However great Yitzchak and Yaakov were, at the end of the day, the Chasima, the conclusion, the pinnacle, the paradigm, the model of all people, of all Jews, is none other than the founder of our religion, the great Avraham Avinu. However great Yitzchak Avinu was, at the end of the day, he wasn't his father. And maybe it took until 60 years old for Yitzchak Avinu to somehow be modeling and to actually exhibit elements of Avraham Avinu. In other words, it was the panimios of Yitzchak when he reached 60 that finally was megale through his chitzoni. It took 60 years of avodah, of toil, of akedas Yitzchak, of gvura, to finally look like his illustrious father Avram. So however great Yitzchak Avinu was, he wasn't Avram until that point, and it took 60 years for him to resemble who Avraham Avinu was. And it was only when he resembled in his panemios, in who he was as a tzaddik, as a righteous person, only then did his chitzonius express and convey what his panemios were. Not to take away from Yitzchak Avinu, obviously a pillar, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. But to reach the level of a father, it's not so pashut. It's not so simple. However great a son is, the darga of a tata, of a father, it took Yitzchak 60 years and only then did he begin to resemble the great Avraham Avinu. So much of our lives, of who we are as Jews, what we do with our lives resembles Avraham Avinu as being the model of excellence, the model of what it means to be a Yid. Lemushel, for example. The way we are mekayim the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, how we go out of our way to prepare and ensure that people feel comfortable. And then when they leave, we are melave them just like Avraham Avinu did. And how we emphasize the idea of the mekarev rechokim, of bringing those Jews that aren't close back to Yiddishkeit. That is Avraham Avinu. And it goes on and on and on as to how much of our lives mirrors Avraham. Yet it seems there's been one aspect of Avraham Avinu's life that we haven't duplicated, that we don't look to resemble. In last week's Parsha, Avraham Avinu sent out his Eved Eliezer to find a zivug, a wife, for his illustrious son Yitzchak. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, how is he allowed to send out a shliach, a messenger? We all know mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, that it's better for you to be mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddushin, and not send out a messenger. And perhaps, because if you were to send out a messenger, you would take a look at her and you would find her to be repulsive. And maybe you will not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor like thyself. You might act in a disgusting way to her. So how is Avraham Avinu allowed to send out a messenger? I'm not here to answer that question. I have a few answers we can discuss later. But afal pikein, what we do see is that he sent someone else out to find a wife for his son. But wait a second. She might be ugly. Yitzchak might find her repulsive. But he did it anyways, because Avraham Avinu is the model of what we have to be as Jews. And Avraham Avinu was telling us thousands of years later, when you're looking for a shidduch, don't ask for a picture. Don't look to see what she looks like. We're malava the people out of our homes when they come, and we feed them just like Avraham Avinu. We're so involved in learning with those that are a little bit less knowledgeable than we are. But when it comes to finding a shidduch, I need to see a picture. How does she look? I can't go out with her unless I see her first. This is a Gentile concept. This is not from the Bnei Avraham Avinu. This is the Midah of Esav. Esav is all about Yofi, beauty. How does she look? Does she measure up to my standards of beauty? Is she perfect and made up? That's the Bnei Esav who came out looking perfect, who is already a self-made man. That's not the children of Avraham. To ask for a picture, that means that the beginning of your relationship, the haschala of what can potentially be the mother of your children, is whether I find her physically attractive. That's the yisod, that's the shrushim that we've just planted in this relationship. So if this relationship were to work out, and your children are going to ask, so Nu, Daddy, tell me, how did you meet Mommy? So you're going to start out, and you're going to tell them that someone set us up on a date. We went out. Hashkafically, we were fit, compatible. It made sense. We got married. That's sheker. Sheker. That's not the way the relationship started out. This is the way the relationship started out. Somebody read for you a shidduch. And then you asked to see a picture. And then when she was pleasing, you decided to go out with her, and then she was compatible hashkafically, and then you got married. Who's willing to tell their children that story? It's Gentile. It's foreign to us. How many shidduchim never even started because someone asked to see a picture? And besides the fact, pictures are so misleading. Is it possible to tell the beauty of a woman by a picture? You have to hear her voice. You have to see her smile. You have to hear what she values in life. Find out about her. And then make the determination whether you're attracted to her or not. That's what Avram Avinu had done. He sent out Eliezer to find a wife. And then Rivka came. And it was at that point where Yitzchak then saw her beauty, that she was a tzanua, that she emulated and resembled Sarai Imenu. Then it was a shidduch. why are we giving in to outside culture? Why are we willing to fall to the levels of the nations of the world? Why are we willing to emulate Avraham Avinu only 87% of the time? And it's not only about pictures. How tall, how short, where she went to seminary, where she didn't, where she went to high school, elementary school. Years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, one of those years, I had the great fortune in being in the presence of Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, illustrious in his own right, the son-in-law of the great Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And I asked him, what should I be looking for in a spouse? And his response to me was, what do you mean? He was almost incredulous. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed that I should even ask such a question. He says, well, what does the Torah say? What's the Torah's criterion as to what one should be looking for in a spouse? Someone who is a Baalas Chesed. Rivka not only provided sustenance for Eliezer, but also for his camels as well. That's what the Torah says we should be looking for. And that's perhaps why the Torah spends so much time and effort and energy in telling over the stories. So much time and psukim is spent. And yes, indeed, great is the Sicha of the Avdei Avos, more so than the Tarasim Shel Banim. But that perhaps could have been used and taught in a different area of Torah. The reason why the Torah emphasizes the story over and over and over again with such great detail is so that there is no confusion to the Bnei Avraham that will be living in a confused world surrounded by the Gentile culture, and that chas v'shalom we should fall prey, prey, to that way of life. What we really need to do is pray, pray, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, the divine assistance, to have clarity when we are looking for our zivugim, our shiduchim, our spouses. We need to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have clarity, that we should be looking for the right things for our wives and the future mothers of our children. And then and only then, if we pray, we should be zoche not to fall prey to the Gentile cultures. Have a good night.